A tomb was found in 1980. How did they find it? Bulldozers in South Jerusalem, in an area called Talpiot, today called Harmon HaNatziv. Bulldozers were building buildings, and they found, suddenly, you know, they dynamite the side of a hill, and suddenly there you have a tomb. Now, when builders find tombs, they're supposed to, under Israeli law, call the Israel Antiquities Authority. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Why don't they? Because it slows down building and time is money. And they're not into archaeology, they don't care. But they'll throw these ossuaries into the, they'll just plow it over. If it's a little tomb, nobody noticed. This tomb people noticed. It had a very glaring sign on the front of it, this upside down V or Y chevron with a circle in the middle. Kids saw it. One kid ran to his mom. His mom called the Israel Antiquities Authority. So in 1980, suddenly, by the way, close to Good Friday, as the Sabbath was approaching, a lot of coincidences, as the Sabbath was approaching, they found this. You know, Jesus was crucified as the Sabbath was approaching. 3 days later, the archaeologists came to the tomb on a Sunday, just like Mary Magdalene came 3 days after Jesus was buried in Joseph of Arimathea's, you know, where the Holy Sepulchre is. So basically, it was almost Saturday. They closed it down. They left. The archaeologists showed up Sunday morning, just like Mary Magdalene. And it was close to Passover time. Again, same thing, strange. And they went in there and they said, gee, this is an unusual tomb. They took out, they found 10 ossuaries or bone boxes in there. Six of them had inscriptions. That's unusual because 20% of the ossuaries normally have inscriptions. 20% were literate. A very literate family was buried in this tomb. If the James ossuary comes from this tomb, then seven of the 10 were actually inscribed. But anyway, they took the ossuaries out and they send them to the Rockefeller Museum in Jerusalem. There's a Rockefeller Museum, which is also the headquarters of the Israel Antiquities Authority, the kind of quasi-governmental body that oversees and protects antiquities in Israel. You have to remember, you know, hundreds of tombs have been found in Jerusalem, thousands of ossuaries. You can't dig in Jerusalem without finding thousands of years of history. In North America, you find something that's 100 years old, it's, you know, you protect it. 100 years old, that's nothing in Jerusalem, that's modern history. Roman history is practically Roman history, modern history. I mean, you have stuff dating, you know, 3,000 BC and so on. So they took all these ossuaries, they cataloged them, and they put them away. And as they looked at the names, they thought, huh, Jesus, son of Joseph, gee, that's interesting. That's a common name. Maria, gee, that sounds just like his mom. Ah, well, it's a coincidence. And they dismissed the tomb. They just cataloged it, put it, didn't write about it. Nobody bothered. 16 years, it was quiet. Then some journalists from the UK, you know, snooping around, they said, well, isn't it significant? They said, oh, no, these are common names. And then the whole thing was dropped. But they thought maybe we should publish something. They published an internal report on the tomb. That's 1996. So for 16 years, total silence. 10 years it's been there if you know where to look. So that's the finding of the tomb. And the tomb was really, as far as the archaeologists when they left were concerned, the tomb was plowed over and a building was built over it.